Simon Tov Yud Zayin, we begin Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berura introduces us to Hilchos Rosh Chodesh by telling us that there's an alter minhag from the Kamoinim, say Rosh Chodesh benching, Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, except before Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that we don't bench Rosh Chodesh. There's a remez by Kesel Yom Chagenu, that the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah is hidden. There are places that don't have the minhag to bench Rosh Chodesh of either, because the Chodesh is Peronius, our minhag is to bench Rosh Chodesh of. Birchos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh benching is not like the rather, it's the way of telling the oil when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out, and they just keep all the lochas to fall out during that Chodesh. Still, the meaning is to stand, Rosh when we say Rosh Chodesh, plenty, yeah, being plenty, similar to Kiddush Chodesh, I was done standing. And the Machaber says the Rosh Chodesh muta basias malacha, you're allowed to do malacha, Rosh Chodesh, it's not like Shabbos Yantav, that you cannot do malacha. The ladies, though, the Noshim, are the meaning not to malacha Rosh Chodesh. It's a minhag toiv, it's a good minhag, and the Mos says if the minhag is to do certain malachas, other malachas not to do, we go follow the minhag. Mishnah Berurah says if there's men who appear to have a minhag not to do malach Rosh Chodesh, it's not a minhag at all, it's a mistake. The Bir Halacha has a whole arichus to discuss whether the Mechaber and the Mos just mean that those ladies who take on the minhag not to malacha, it's a beautiful thing, but not everyone's meshubid, not everyone's mechaliv in this, or is this a minhag called Yisrael, the Noshim B'nai Yisrael of a minhag going back for generations not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. The Bilacha shows how the vast majority of Rishayim discusses are of the opinion that it's a minhag the old Noshim and Klai Yisrael have not to do Malacha, passed on from mother to daughter for generations, not to do Malacha Rosh Chodesh. However, there's different Hagim, like the Moshe has already different Hagim, how many Malachas not to do, that each person could do, could be their minhag, could be what they took on. But on some level, there should be certain Malachas they don't do. That's Lekuliyam, but that's for everybody. Indeed, that's how it's in Klai Yisrael. All Noshim have a minhag not to sew on Rosh Chodesh, and many Noshim have a minhag not to do laundry on Rosh Chodesh as well. The reason why ladies have more of a minhag not to malacha Rosh Chodesh more than men, the Mishnah Berurah says, up in the Torah, is because they did not participate in the ego, didn't want to give the jewelry for the ego. That's Rosh Chodesh given them for the Yom Tov. The Torah says that reason. There's other reasons, Ali Rabba discusses and others. Now, whatever they're makabal themselves to be noig, that's how they're makabal. Whatever they're not makabal themselves, not to do that they could do, Mishnah Berurah says that if they're makabal, b'stam not to malacha, that means they cannot do any malacha. But I don't think nowadays anybody who has this minhag, the ladies don't do any malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Now, there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's different from the place which brings down, whether they have to refrain from malacha on both days, or if it's totally a minhag amokim. Definitely the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the aleph of the fourth kalim month, they have to keep the minhag not to do malacha, which every malacha is a minhag not to do. Chol Shailas Lamed of the previous month, which is Hashlam of the previous month, that there are different days, whether the minhag not to malacha applies, or if it's totally a minhag amokim. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings that there are places. There are people that neg to fast every Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, since Rosh Chodesh is Man V'Kapar, it's Man V'Kapar L'Chol Dadeisam, so one should the tshuva on every Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah is similar to one just tshuva on every Shana of the previous year. One should tshuva on every Rosh Chodesh, the Chatam of the previous month, the Rosh Chodesh Takbi is Man V'Kapar. There's a neg to fast. The Mishnah Berurah says they should have in mind the first time they should make a tenai, they're not being Kabbalah, this is a Kabbalah L'Olam, because it might happen one way down the road, they'll have won't be able to fast, and they'll be stuck with another. Now, somebody does fast in Kippur Katan, should try to fast until the Laila, until Tzeis Chavim, there's different Menhagim, everyone will feed the Kaychas that he has. If they're making real time, Sibra Lane by Echal, he's part of the Minyan, definitely he has to fast all the time until Tzeis Chavim, he falls down on Erev Shabbos. The Seder of Yom Kippur Katan that said by Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the old Minyan who said the Slichas before, the Shmanasri of Mincha, and now Shabbos is the Minyan to say the Slichas after. If somebody is giving a Musa Shmuz, that's definitely done before Tefillas Mincha. Now, if every Rosh Chodesh Kippur Katan falls on Shabbos, then the Tanis is pushed back to Thursday, it falls back on Friday, so those who say Slichas should fast on Thursday, those who don't say Slichas just fast, they could do it on Friday. The Tshuvas Menachem Azariah says, somebody's fasting Kippur Katan every Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to Tzchav, you should right away eat the Suda, shouldn't come into Rosh Chodesh, when he's in the Matzah of fasting, shouldn't spend extra time after Tzeis Tzchav and fasting, but he does have to fast until Tzeis. There's a different Hagim, everyone should like his Minig, and like the way he was Mekab himself, unless does Taras the Darn. The main thing is, Mishnah Berurah says from his farm, like we said, it's to tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh at the Siyum of the Chodesh. This will be zeich to the kapara of Rosh Chodesh to be kapara the chol todesim.